Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach Melissa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to your purpose, to your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Tune in for a lesson, a tool, a tip, or a strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only what you ought to be doing in your life, but exactly where you should be going and how you should be getting there. So stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. Don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. Now get that pen, that pencil, that paper out. Get ready to take lots of notes. Get ready to go to another level in your life. If you would like to speak to Coach Lalisa after the show, go to www.coachlalisa.com and join our mailing list so that you can stay up on all of the happenings. All right, if you're ready to go, we're going to go right into the show right now.
Good morning, and welcome to the broadcast today. Well, I'm excited. I hope you're excited. It's another day. Oh, this is another day that you've never seen before. Oh, yes. And it's another day for you to do something that you've never done before, and therefore you shall have something you've never had before. Oh, yes. Well, here's some things that we are working on, some things that we are getting ready to promote and to let you know about. We have the Be Better Challenge. If you haven't signed up yet, go sign up. You want to take the challenge. That's right. Challenge yourself to be better than you've ever been before. This is that opportunity to work on that part of you that you've been neglecting, that part of you that you've kind of forgotten about. You know, we try to sweep it under the rug. Well, the Be Better Challenge will help you dig it up, pull it out, and work on it so that you can be better. That you can be better so that you can do better, and that you can have better, and just make a positive change in society, make a positive change in your life, and leave a pocket positive change for your community, your children, your grandchildren, and many, 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 many generations to come. Think about the great things that we have right now as a result of what someone else did. You know, I think about as me as a woman, especially an African-American woman, and the things that I like to do with my hair. Boy, I sure enough thank Madam C.J. Walker. I thank her for coming up with all those hair products to hook a sister up. And I think about, oh, my God, so many women, Dr. Marva Collins, who believed in the power of education and that anybody could learn and excel in learning if they were only taught the right things in the right way. And I believe that, too, and I wish today, and as a matter of fact, I want to meet Dr. Marvika. I want to meet this woman. I want to shake her hand. I want to tell her how over the years she has inspired me to higher education without even knowing it. Marva Collins. So, you know, there are so many women. You can name your own mothers. You can name many, many women in your lives that have been very, very powerful and very dynamic. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So, you know, it's Women's History Month all month long. So look for events where you can go and support and be a part of what women are doing and support a woman this month. And you can support this woman, and many of you are, just by tuning in to the show. You're supporting a woman in the efforts of social change. Oh, glory to God. I'm not just here for a show. I'm not just here to pump myself up. This is service to me. It's business, but it's service. And I mean that it's business because I run it like a business, right? I'm here every morning. I try to be up early to get ready for it. And so it's important, it's planned. I have show topics planned for you. For instance, those of you, I know you're on edge waiting to hear what the topic is today, right? Well, today our topic is the daily habits of highly effective people. Because, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, doing good and to do things, but how about being effective? What does it take to be an effective person to get done what it is you need to do? So whether we're looking at, you know, Oprah Winfrey, certainly a superstar in the media, she came in, and I mean, she just let her personality, she let her dreams and her passion take not only her to another level. Look at the millions of women who follow her, and millions and millions and millions of women and men that follow her teachings. So I thank God. And, you know, not for nothing, but I got my own little teaching. I thank God. I mean, I have millions following, but I have those few who are like millions to me. Oh, I tell you, I appreciate you. I love you. I thank God for you. And I thank God that the little bit of teaching I got, He gave it to me. And if God give it to you, it ain't little. There's nothing about God that's little. He's a big God. And so we are happy for the women that, and the men that we get to empower. And so that's what we're here for each and every morning, to empower you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to encourage you to be great. Because when you're great, everything around you is great. And when you begin to impact everything around you with greatness, you not only will change a generation, you are changing a generation. And the moment you change, it's the beginning. It's the beginning that will certainly continue, you know. So I tell you, I'm not trying to beat you over the head with the Bible, okay, but I can't help it. There's so many powerful things in the Bible that if people would apply, you would see great success in your life. So back to my topic, and talking about some daily habits. So let me just run down just some little basic daily habits of the most effective people in the world. Number one, these individuals, and you know, hopefully you've read Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, which I hear is closely related to a previous author who wrote a book about the seven principles of success or something like that. And so they all have that. But let me give you some daily habits of the highly effective people. Well, for one, highly effective people are in touch with their dreams and their passion. They know what they want. They know why they want it. Okay, just some daily habits is that you wake up every day and you consider, you know, after you meditate and after you end or pray, whichever you do, but you understand your purpose. You keep it in the forefront of your mind. You remind yourself, because it's so easy to get on the journey, to get bogged down by everyday life, get bogged down by things around you. It's so easy. So the best thing to do is to make it a daily habit of looking at your purpose, why you started this journey, why you started this new program, I don't care if it's an Alcohol Anonymous program or if it's a program to improve your public speaking, whatever program you started, when you start that program, you're going to have this incredible energy and enthusiasm. But as the program goes on, that sometimes wanes. So you want to have some things in place to keep the fire burning, keep the fire going. So one of the things you want to do is to remember your day, your goals each day, your dreams, your passions. And one way to do that, you can do like some people are doing now, and you're doing the vision boards, and people have been doing it. It's not totally new, but it's becoming more popular. You know, nothing's new. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. But things do become popular from time to time, and sometimes things are popular, they go out, and they're not popular, then they have 10 years, 20 years go by, and they begin to be popular again. And all it takes is for people to do it and talk about it. So that's one thing. Another thing that highly, people who are daily, people to do daily, they're highly effective, are people who read every day. Read, stay current on news, stay up on what's happening in the world. These are people that are typically more effective. Why? Because they know what's coming up. They know that, because what happens is you might say, well, I don't have a crystal ball, right? No, you don't. But here's what you do have. And here's what God gives us, a spirit of discernment. So God calls it discernment. In the business world, we call it trending. What's trending? You know, what do you see coming? What does it feel like that's coming? What does it look like? Like I said, God calls it discernment. You got to have that discerning spirit. You got to be able to look deep and see what's behind people's behaviors and people's actions. And so that's what, in the business world, we call that trending. What does it look like? So these are just daily habits that people who are highly effective do. So they keep up on the current news and they read. Reading is knowledge. You read, and now I know why my mother was so, she was so, my goodness, diligent about reading. Boy, I tell you, you know, some of you know back in the day, in the slavery times here in the United States, do you know that, and I'm talking about like the 1600s and what have you, I'm not talking about the 1800s and 1700s, I'm not talking about the slavery today because we know there's some of that going on too. But there was, in those slavery days, people actually got beat if they tried to read. You know, they didn't beat them so much if they tried to learn, because, you know, learning takes place naturally and haphazardly. It takes place every day. But reading is totally different than just learning. Learning is great, don't get me wrong. But learning, again, for the most part, is, you know, haphazard, piecemeal. It can happen here, there, anywhere. But reading, 19 seconds. So, yes, oh, that's right, I forgot. I changed the show time to 15 minutes. But that's okay, because we get to go an extra 15 minutes, so we'll be here to 7:30 anyway. But so daily habits. So make sure you're reading something every day. Make sure you're reading positive things. Make sure, because when you read, you grow, you develop, and you can use that information to change not only your world, but when you change your world, you change the world of everyone around you. That's right. When you change your world, you change the world of everyone around you. That's people in your home, people in your community, people in your street, people in your job, and even people on your Facebook page. I thought I'd throw that in. Or even all of your social media. So these are daily habits of highly effective people. Here's another thing. Another habit is exercise. Exercise, eating properly, and getting proper rest. That's important. That's daily habit of highly effective people. Okay, put it like this. How effective can one be if they're sick and broke down? It's not going to work. So have to work out, take care of your health, eat as good as you can. And I know it's hard. Listen, I know it's hard. I try trust me, I struggle with it every day. Every day, especially now that I'm working downtown Jersey City. Oh, my God, every morning I got to walk past Dunkin' Donuts. My college has Starbucks inside, right across the street, right down the street, Sonny's Diner, right next door, Chicken Palace. I mean, it's hard, you know? So I understand that, but we have to control ourselves. We have to get that control, that personal control going. Because again, if we're not healthy, if we're not around to be effective, what good is it going to be to society? How are we helping society? So these are daily habits of highly effective people. So in addition to those and to those things, highly effective people, another thing that they do every day, we kind of mentioned the whole, you know, meditation thing, but another thing that people who are highly effective, what they do each and every day is that they work to improve themselves a little bit more each day. Just a little bit more each day. You know, you don't let a day go by that you're not trying to improve something about yourself. Maybe you can say something better than you said yesterday. Maybe you can take action on something that you've neglected, or you're something you're procrastinating on. Maybe you need to work on your communication skills. Maybe you need to work on your relationship skills, your interpersonal relationships with people. But maybe it's the finances that need a little tweaking. So whatever it is, just do a little bit of something each and every day. And even if it's no more than make a plan, sometimes just sitting there making that to-do list. And tomorrow I'm going to work on this, and that. And sometimes you have to, and this here's what something that I'm going to suggest, right? And people call it keeping a journal. You can call it different things. One thing you want to do is at least once a month, if you can, sit and just make a note of the things you've accomplished. Because something about, first of all, it can inspire you to look at what you've accomplished. It can motivate you for the next step. You know, it can get that fire started again, let you know that you're not just, you know, you're working, but you don't even know why. So look back, do a reflection. That'll be a monthly thing, so you're not going to do that every day. So it's not a daily habit, but that I just thought I'd throw that in. It just dropped in my spirit to share with people to do that. You know, we do that at work. So some things that you do at work, in your business life, you can do in your personal life. So these are daily habits. Another habit that you should have each and every day of highly effective people is they have a daily habit of helping others. Yeah, the more you help somebody, the more help you'll get. So help somebody each and every day. So find your group that to help. Your group might be seniors. Somebody else's group might be youth. Somebody else's group might be teenagers. Somebody else's group might be middle-aged adults. Somebody's group might be college students, men, you name it. Everybody belongs to some group, whether they know it or not. And what can you do to help the group? Like for me, I love helping the group of entrepreneurs. I love helping the group of people who are into personal and professional development. That's why I'm here every morning. This show is really for those people who are into personal and professional development. A person who's not into that will not tune into this show. I don't care how beautiful my flyers are. I don't care how much I promote on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all the other social networks. People who are not into personal development are not going to be into this show, and they're just, quite frankly, they're not going to be into Coach Melissa. I know who my audience is. I just need to reach them. I know who my audience is. It's people who are into personal and professional development. So those are just the daily habits that I wanted to give you today for you to be highly effective. Put those things in place. As the month goes on, we'll come back. We'll give you some more habits. But today it's a short show. I don't have much. And as I go forth, you know, because I'm back in school working on my PhD, the shows will be shorter. So they'll only be about 15 minutes because I have to get research papers written. I got major research projects going on every day, but I could not just drop the show altogether because I absolutely love doing this. Being here in the morning to motivate you motivates me. Empowering you empowers me. Inspiring you inspires me. And therefore, I'm able to go into Jersey City, and I'm able to inspire and motivate all the people around me there. So God bless you. I love you. Don't forget, go to BeBetterChallenge.com. Sign up. Take the challenge. Wait for your package when you sign up, so that you can begin the challenge and begin to do the things in the challenge. If you haven't gotten your ticket to the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Conference, Summit, and Business Expo, please get your ticket. We want you there this year. We're packing out the house. We're going to have over 100 people in that room, and it's going to be over 100. We want 150. So get those tickets. If you haven't gotten your copy of Release Your Power, you need that book. That book is going to help you become a highly effective person. I'm telling you, I'm not joking on this. So go to my website, release-your-power.com, and get that book in your hands. It is for the cost of basically two cups of Starbucks. Just two cups of Starbucks are the cost of like three Dunkin' Donuts, or the cost of Chinese food for just one night, which is one lunch at Chipotle. Give that up. You can have your hands on a powerful book that will change your life and everyone around you. Release Your Power. God bless you, and we'll see you back here tomorrow at same time, same place. Don't forget tomorrow's topic. I'm going to be talking on tomorrow about how you can take steps to a powerful comeback. So if you know anyone that's ever failed at something, you know anyone that's had a problem in life, that something's not going right, tell them how these are something, the steps to a powerful comeback. That's all tomorrow on the Lalisa Show. Take care. God bless. And don't forget, tell somebody about the show. It's going to be awesome. This has been Coach Lalisa.